I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? We're back. It's a little bit of a somber day today because it's the season finale. So while I'm so happy to be here with all of you ladies, giving the tea about this finale. It's the finale. There aren't any more episodes until next fall. But I'm your host, Benny Adams. We have a lot to talk about today. Before I get into it anymore, I want to introduce you to my awesome co-host. I have Miss Haley.
Hey, everybody. You are not going to like my opinions today. I'm going to tell you that.
And then we got Miss Lanisha.
What's up? Oh my gosh, I'm kind of a little sad that this is ending. Ugh, quarantine, y'all.
Right? And then we got Chelsea.
Hey, everyone. Happy to be here for the season finale. And I'm with Lanisha. It's sad that this is all coming to an end, but I can't wait to dive into it.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about for this episode, including some news and gossip and our amazing game, Doctor Who. Did I win last one? I think
I did.
I think you and Chelsea tied.
I'll still take that. Let's hope for another W. All right, before we get into it, what did you ladies think of this episode? Chelsea.
Overall, I liked it. I mean, it's not, I feel like, the typical Grey's Anatomy season finale that we normally get. But given the circumstance, overall, I think they have some good content that will lead us into a season 17.
Haley?
Oh, guys, this episode, I know what's happening in the world. And I know that it is horrible and sad for everyone right now. And it's hard. But that doesn't take away from the fact that I was disappointed that this episode was the season finale. I know that it wasn't intended to be, but just overall, I was just left just kind of like, meh. And to be honest, like, just as a normal fan, it didn't really leave much for me to be intrigued to want to come back and watch season 17. I'm going to because I love the show, but if I was just like a casual person getting into Grey's Anatomy and this was a finale, I would be kind of just like, meh, all right.
What about you, Lanisha?
Yeah, I was just talking about it with my friend. Like, it's the unfortunate that they did have to mash up scenes together to make this a finale, which is part of what I think you were talking about, Haley. Mm-hmm. But overall, I am intrigued, but I wish there wasn't just one more episode. Like, this doesn't feel like the finale. This seems like an episode that's leading to the finale. Yep. So, I just kind of am a little bit upset because I want more. I even got my niece into it, okay? Like, we all want more.
Yeah, I'm torn because I thought it was a good episode, but like all of you said, it didn't feel like a finale, and it didn't feel like a finale to me. So I had to keep reminding myself, you know, what's going on is the reason why we're not getting an episode that I know we would get if all this craziness was not going on. So when I was watching it, I tried to just look at it as just an episode and just think, oh, it's just going on a break. It'll be back soon. It was still kind of hard, but let's get into it.
I'll say one thing real quick, Benny, like the thing about that, because I kept telling myself the same thing, and that's like what justifies my only reasoning behind really not liking the episode. But big picture perspective, when we move past this and the average person decides to start watching Grey's Anatomy, where I feel like they almost kind of let us down from a viewer and a fan perspective, is that person that's going to be watching this not knowing that this was going on in the world when the season 16 finale happened. Those are the ones that are going to end up being disappointed and maybe not wanting to come back and watch more because of it. So right. that's just the unfortunate part. That's kind of where my head was at with it.
That you mean like if someone like goes on Netflix or something?
Yeah.
But they could. Now, I think this is what they should do, kind of off topic, but what they should do is just make it rearrange the episodes. If it's going to be a Netflix, if it's going to be a Netflix thing, rearrange the episodes, bring the other episodes that weren't on this season and put it on this season, season 16. And then I'd be down for that.
No, that's not a bad idea at all.
But we'll have to wait and see. But let's start talking about Richard's storyline. I really liked the storyline. I thought it was very touching how you have all of these doctors who have learned under him, and they're just trying so hard to figure out what's wrong with him. And we see that they're still trying to say that it's Alzheimer's. Meredith is saying it's not, and Maggie is, she's just not going along with it. She's saying, look, this is what it is. We're moving forward. What did you think about Meredith in comparison to Maggie and how they felt about Richard's diagnosis, Haley?
I thought that almost to me, I think they were just coming from it from different perspectives. Maggie has much more recently lost her mom, so she's very much not trying to lose Richard by any account. And Meredith lost her mom to Alzheimer's, which is the disease that people are trying to force her to think that Richard has. So I think that just the two of them, it was more so unique seeing how they approached Richard and his sickness rather than actually trying to decipher between the two of kind of who's in the right versus the wrong. Like, I just thought it was really cool how the writers made sure that they stayed true to who each other's character were, not just like, oh, let's lump these two together and make them feel the same way. I liked that they made sure that the two of them were almost on the outs when it came to Richard's care.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you, Lanisha?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so I was trying to do my research too and play doctor because I was trying to see if the symptoms were matching what everybody else was saying as far as like the delusion and all that stuff, because I was like, this could be something else. We can't just say that it's Alzheimer's. It could be something else. But everything was leading to Alzheimer's. So I was kind of siding with Maggie and them and saying like, I think Meredith is just having a hard time with it. Mm-hmm. But then once DeLuca started talking, I tell y'all, I could would just like to say, I knew it. Okay. I knew that man was smart and I knew he was going to crack the case, even though he was still sick. Mm-hmm. But me, the minute he started talking, I was just like, maybe there is something else that we're not getting. And I don't like the fact that two people are kind of saying that this might be something else. And the other doctors are kind of just shoving it off. Like, well, no, this is just Alzheimer's, okay? He's going home. How many times have actually happened in the real world where people have actually said something else is going on and doctors have ignored it and just send them home and then they get worse? So I'm really happy in this case that they decided to catch something and actually listen, especially when Meredith saw that numbness in the hands and the kneecaps. I'm really happy that she caught it.
What about you, Chelsea?
Yeah, bouncing off of what Lanisha said, I'm so glad they had that scene where he's about to leave and then he has tingling in his fingers. They're thinking, oh, that's weird. Then his feet are feeling numb. And then especially he's sensitive to touch in the calf area. And there are so many times where doctors will send patients home thinking, oh, it's this, they're fine. And then they don't catch it till later. So it was great that we had that powerful scene. And I loved how Meredith stayed to her character, kind of what Haley said, was she knew something wasn't right and she wasn't going to give up on it just because Maggie had a different opinion and so did the other doctors. So she was still going to fight for it. And same thing with DeLuca. So I liked how the writers still kept them in their character, but didn't make it about them. They still made it about Richard and trying to find the cure to make him better. So I like how this was all written out and played out.
Yeah. One thing I want to talk about is Catherine. One thing what I really liked about Catherine in this episode is she really started to realize how wrong she was on how she treated him. And there was a scene where she is talking to Tom And she's pretty much willing to not give up her role, but to give more responsibility to someone so she can step away from her role, something that she would, in my opinion, would never do. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to know your thoughts on Catherine. This was like a whole nother side of Catherine, in my opinion, that we're seeing. I wanted to know what you guys thought about Catherine and how she was in this situation.
For me, it was mostly, like, to me, it seemed like we got to be reminded of the beginnings of Catherine and Richard. And when they were very smitten with one another, would do anything for one another. And that's what it kind of came back to. And I thought it was almost poetic because they had completely lost sight of that, as we've seen this entire season. But it was because of this dire event and what was going on with Richard that I think Catherine kind of snapped out of it. And, you know, she even admitted, like, her pride, that she was, like, releasing her pride, and that's what had been getting in the way. And it stinks that something this tragic has to happen in order for you to kind of get your perspective and everything just in order. But I was happy that they did it. And ultimately, that's what I think made me the most disappointed in the way they had Richard handle Catherine in the end.
Yeah. Elsie, what about you?
Yeah, I agree with Haley. And I love that scene where Catherine is thinking, okay, I might have to give up on the foundation or not be that invested in it because I'm not going to spend less time with Richard. I'm not going to give up on him again like I did. So I liked how she really came to realization and she put her priorities in check. She's like, okay, work or Richard. And I love how she chose Richard. But yeah, that did make for a very heartbreaking scene towards the end when Richard wanted nothing to do with Catherine, because even though they were in this messy spot, she jumped right in and was there for him. And Richard is now going back, he's going back to how it was before this whole thing took over his body and his mind.
Lanisha?
Yeah, like, honestly, you guys said it beautifully, but like, I feel a little bad for Catherine because I feel like a lot of people are saying like, oh my gosh, Catherine should have never been like that with him. But let's be honest, we do have those stubborn people in relationships, and she does realize what she did was wrong. I mean, I could be a little stubborn myself, so that's why I think I like Catherine, because she's just that dominant person, and that's probably what Richard was attracted to in the first place anyway. But it's kind of disappointing to me about like how she was willing to do all these sacrifices and just, she just wanted to start over again and be with him. And Richard low-key, even though she wasn't really there, he did kind of make up with her already. So it's like, dang, we got to start from square one with you, Richard. It's just horrible. Like, it's just like, man, you guys could be great, but now you're going back to your stubborn ways, Richard, and you just don't want to be with her. I almost thought he forgot about her
I know.
I almost thought he was going to call her a whole nother name. Like, yeah, I know, but I have a wife. Like, I thought he was going to say something like that.
Truthfully, I would have rather him forgotten about her and then like either slowly come to remember her or like have a situation where they kind of re-fall in love with one another. I would have much rather have that than him react the way he did.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Lanisha, I 100% disagree with you. this woman
always
freaking Catherine took a hospital from him just because she got mad at him. Like, she deserves all of it. She deserves every single one of it. But I will say I didn't like that, like you said, he was, once he started remembering everything, he started getting back to normal, he went back to square one and he was just upset with her. And like you said, we're all the way back to the beginning as if nothing happened. So to me, it's like all these episodes of them fighting, of them not getting along, and then you kind of start to see the light come back with them. It was just all for nothing. What were all those episodes for? So that's what kind of disappointed me. Real quick, I want to talk about DeLuca's part in this storyline. DeLuca, mm-hmm. Dude is honestly one of my favorite characters this season. He stepped up. No one was listening to the guy, and he ends up being Ray. I want to know real quick, were you ladies scared during the part where they let him in into the operating room and they're like, don't touch anything? Were you afraid that he was going to mess up during that part? Because I was.
I wasn't scared of DeLuca touching. I was kind of like with Meredith, like he deserves to be there. He was right about the, listen, DeLuca, even though he has a problem, he's been right about every single situation that has happened these past few episodes. Mm-hmm. So they better stop downing him and get to it, because DeLuca's the one who's saving lives over here. So he deserves to be in that hospital. He also deserves to get treatment, but even DeLuca, I'm proud of him in this episode, because even DeLuca, he let go of his stubbornness and realized that he does have a problem, and he stepped up to the plate. That's what I really love about
DeLuca. And that's why I like him,
Oh, yeah. No, I totally agree with you, Lanisha. I loved how Meredith stood up for him by saying, look, he just made history, so he deserves to be here. He's not going to touch Richard, not touch the patient, but he deserves to be in this operating room. And even when Link was operating on Richard, he's like, wow, this could be so many cases that is going to come. So even he was giving praise for that. But I love that moment at the end when Meredith and DeLuca are on the floor and he's just like, okay, you know, I had nothing else to focus on right now. Yeah, I think I do need help. And Meredith's like, okay, let's go home. That's a good friend right there. So that's why I love Meredith and DeLuca being such great friends, because they worked well together on a medical team. Yeah. So I'm just hoping it, whether the personal life, if it's going to be more of a love interest or just friends on some level, I hope they can get that back.
See, I was about to bring that up, that in this episode, to me, I still got straight vibes of friendship between the two of them, that it's in almost like in an unfortunate way, kind of big sister, little brother vibes, in that Meredith has love for DeLuca and she wants DeLuca to be better and she respects him as a colleague and as a medical professional. But still, I can't shake that scene, how they keep teasing us with her and Dr. Hayes. You know, that to me, when she was like, ask me another time, like that to me was like, okay, there's still going to be a story here. And I just feel like they're kind of slowly closing the one with her and DeLuca.
See,
I don't think they're doing that though. It doesn't, because I don't like when they rush into things. That I feel like there's some relationships they just rushed into, and we're like, what? Like, why?
I hope not. I freaking love Meredith and DeLuca together. I from even from last season when it was Link versus DeLuca, I was always rooting for DeLuca, and I was so happy when Meredith chose him. And so if she does end up with Hayes, it's just going to be, that was just all for nothing. All that rooting, all that Team DeLuca, Team Link. I'm just like, what was that for? I mean, I feel like they belong to each other. And
man, Benny is passionate about this subject.
Like, I got to be loyal, okay? This is just like basketball teams when people be switching up.
I just don't get like those. And I know they've just met, so they're not going to be fireworks, but I just don't feel anything when it's these two, when it's Meredith and Hayes. But when it's Meredith and DeLuca, like, they're both so different, they just work. Hayes and Meredith, they're very alike. They have similar situations with loved ones who are no longer with them. And they're both amazing doctors. They're very similar. There's nothing special about it. But I don't know. Maybe I'm the lone wolf right here. Let's talk about someone else who is a lone wolf when it comes to some viewers, is Teddy and Owen and Tom. There is a... It was a messy situation. We first start out with, you know, they're about to get married. Tom had no idea. And what really blew my mind is, last episode, he pretty much said, hey, you do you. I'm going to respect that. I still have feelings for you, but I'm not going to do this to you. And then this episode, he's freaking trying to do everything he can to get her to come back to him. I want to know, what did you guys think about how Tom acted in that situation, how he just went back on everything he said? Lanisha.
Listen, I don't blame Tom for going to get what he wants, okay? In this situation, I am team Tom as far as him trying to get what he wants. I am like totally against Teddy. Now that's the one who needs to talk to, because she is trifling, all right? She's trying to have her, I believe you said it last week, Benny. She's trying to have her cake and eat it too. She thinks that she could just have sex with Tom and then just go to Owen and treat Tom like that, like he's just a piece of meat. What are you thinking, girl? What are you thinking? Like, you know this man is in love with you and you literally just used him. You literally just used him like nothing and didn't think you would get caught. I was so glad when you got caught. I felt it for Owen. Like, I did feel bad for Owen, but man, I was so happy when she got caught. And I hope people are against her, because she does not deserve him at all. She doesn't deserve any of them. She deserves to be alone. Just leave her alone. She needs to be in a corner by herself.
Haley, what about you?
I will say, so I thought that it was very funny the way they kind of outed Teddy. And the fact of making it this phone call that Owen starts to hear, because Schmidt is playing it while they're in the OR. And that in itself was just like, it was a good comic relief in this episode.
Awkward.
Especially because like Schmidt is awkward in himself. And like when Owen was like, Schmidt, and he was like, I know, I'm trying. And like, you knew that he was like trying to get out of the voicemail. But I thought that it was interesting how they made it be that situation. I liked that they did it, because you don't really see, I guess, scandals being exposed through voicemail. But I will say, I was surprised that Teddy ended up still wanting to go through with the wedding. I guess maybe it was just like she wanted one last hurrah with Tom. But I really thought that after she was hooking up with him, Owen heard the voicemail, I thought that this was going to be kind of the end of Teddy and Tom for us. I thought that Teddy was going to run off with Tom. We might get one more episode of them, like proving that they went off, got married, whatever, in season 17. But I thought we were going to be done with it. So the fact that this woman still was going to marry Owen just baffled me. I was like, good gosh, she just is impossible.
Yeah. In a way, I'm glad it came out the way it did, because I just don't think Teddy would have confronted Owen saying, hey, before we get married, this is what's going on. And with Tom, yes, he has feelings for Teddy. And I'm with you, Lanisha. Yeah, if he wants her, go get her. But at the same time, if he respects her, he also needs to respect Owen on some type of level and say, you know, before we continue a relationship, you need to talk to Owen. You cannot go through with this. And like you said, she wants to have her cake and eat it too. So I'm glad that she got left at her own wedding. And she knew it too, because she just stood there like, wait a second, there's a surgery? No, there's not. And in that moment, when she just like, her face just fell, I'm like, yes, that's exactly what you deserve, Teddy. You deserve all of this. So, but my heart was breaking for Owen when he was in the closet and he just saw all the tears coming down when he's listening to that voicemail. Poor guy. It's going to bleed into a good season 17, because I cannot wait for that scene when Owen and Teddy talk. It's going to be a great scene. Oh, I can't.
Do y'all think that a little bit of Tom, because we always have seen Tom kind of be, he always seems to want to one-up people and kind of win things. So to me, there was a little bit of him realizing that Teddy still had feelings for him, and then almost turning back into that kind of game for him, that he's not out of the running, that he could still beat Owen, he can still win all of this. Like, he just has that kind of competitive spirit that to me, it almost felt more like something he was trying to win in a way, rather than actually convince Teddy to go be with him, because all of his gestures were like, hey, come, you know, come get away with me, come get on a vacation with me. Like, it was nothing that was like, Teddy, how can I work through this with you so we can be together? You know, like, do you need me to talk to Owen? Like, how can we work through this as a couple? It was just kind of sort of him being like, hey, let's go run away. Let me sweep you off your feet. Let me win. Like, that was just kind of some of the vibes I got too.
Here's the thing about Tom, though. He's always kept it 100 with Owen. He don't like him. He always says that. And he wants Teddy. He's made that perfectly clear throughout the entire season. And he even told Teddy, when you done with him, let me know, because I'll be here. So I do think that the love for Teddy is genuine. And that, and let's remember, he went through that rough patch. And Benny, you brought it up when she was just filling up on him and touching up on him.
And now he's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, he's bouncing off of her. He's pretty much reciprocating what she's been doing to him. If anything, she's the tease, and she's the one that's playing the game. Okay.
No, you have to put some faults on him also. Like, he's messed up.
He's not in a relationship though.
Still be a man and be like, all right, this woman is in a relationship. She's about to get married. Yeah, we've already been sleeping together behind Owen's back. But you know what? In the last episode, I told her to go be with Owen, and I will leave you alone, and we'll be clear and stop doing all this. And in this episode, he's back to seducing her and doing all this stuff. Like, no, he deserves some faults also, just like Teddy. Because what he's doing is wrong. Like, he's a grown man. He's messing, even though they're not friends, he's messing up the bro code. Let's be honest.
There's no bro code when you're not messing with, if you're not my bro, like, there's no bro code.
No, there's still a bro code. Even if you don't like them, there's still a bro code. Just like with girls, even if you don't even know the girl, there's still a girl code. You don't go after someone's man. You don't go after, you guys are all like, wait, what?
Because me and Lanisha do that only because I'm like, I've been in situations where other girls don't know the girl code, so I just don't think that really a girl code is there.
I feel like the girl code is mostly, and it should be like only for the people in your circle. Anyone outside the circle, they don't know you. They don't know how good your relationship is. They don't know. If anything, it goes to the person who you're with. They're the one that has a commitment with you. So it lies on them.
Yeah.
I think they both deserve awful, awful karma. obviously I am Team Owen. Felt terrible for him in that room. And then you hear like the music in the background was very, very dark and dreary. Like, what was to come for him? That he was just going to be in this very dark, awful place. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to this storyline. And real quick, before we move any further, I wanted to say, because we were all talking about this earlier, but I'm actually interested in Teddy now because of this storyline. I don't like her one bit, but I love to watch her now because of this. So it's working.
I like watching her, you know, get caught.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question.
Okay, go.
Do you guys think, once Owen leaves Teddy, do you think Tom is still going to be there for Teddy? Or do you think it was just kind of a game where he's like, well, you know, I'm not going to be that interested anymore and just kind of go a separate ways? Or do you think it's going to be a Teddy and Tom relationship next season?
I think that Tom is going to keep playing the games he always plays. And maybe by the end of next season, they could end up being together. But I think in the immediate future, it's going to be a thing where Tom's just going to be like, look, you didn't choose me again. I have nothing to say to you. I don't want anything to do with you. I gave you the option to choose me a second time and you still didn't. So what do I owe you? You know, I put my heart out for you. I told you that I love you. I've told you how I felt about you multiple times and you still do not want to be with me. So I have nothing left to offer. And I think he's going to kind of be that rude Tom that we so love to hate. But I think maybe by the end of the season, they'll end up coming back around and being able to work it out.
Yeah. And I think that would kind of make Tom a little desperate if he were to go back to Teddy after she got dumped, because she literally used that man for the D. I'm sorry. Like, I gotta say it, okay? She got what she wanted, and then she would try to get married. Like,
all while saying, no, we can't do this. We can't do this. Stop. You don't even stop.
Guys, like, and we got
with your niece, okay? I said, let's fast forward this.
We have some people in the chat saying that Tom started acting real fast when he found out that the wedding was that night, which is true.
That is true.
That's really true. Let's talk real quick about Link and Amelia. What did you all think about that storyline?
I love them.
Yeah. Go ahead, Haley.
I just love them. I think that they're so adorable. And for me, though, it wasn't even necessarily Link and Amelia storyline, but it was Amelia and Bailey's. And how the fact that Bailey was the one that was in the delivery room with Amelia, that they kind of were able to, what did they call it, pregnant girls club or something like that. And the fact that they were kind of able to have this baby together. I know that that sounds weird, but since they were on track at the same time, and we know that Miranda had her miscarriage, the fact that she was the one in the room with Amelia to see Amelia's birth come to complete fruition, and the fact that she hopped in the bed with her, helped her push, like, it was almost kind of beautiful the way they did it, because it was almost as if, like, Bailey was getting to help kind of go through this experience too, in a way, you know, by being behind her and helping her push. Like, it was almost like Bailey was along there giving birth too, and so I thought it was really cool, and I actually liked that. And then obviously it was super adorable when Link came back and, you know, he saw their child for the first time. But to me, it was mostly Bailey and Amelia that was special.
Lanisha, what about you?
Their relationship is so funny to me and so cute in ways, because I love Amelia, how they interact, like that kiss to make the pregnancy, like, easier. That was so funny. I was just like, oh, interesting. Okay, well, I'm gonna try that when I get pregnant, all right. And then I love her relationship with Bailey as well. She was like, you got rid of my baby daddy, you gonna hold my hand. And it kind of just, it brought me back a little bit to, like, my sister and everything. Like, so I love seeing those type of pregnancy scenes when they're just so happy and bubbly, but also in pain, but it's funny. But I agree with you, Haley, as far as Bailey and Amelia scene together, when she went behind her and literally sat her up, because I've seen that in those, like, those health classes too, where the husband's supposed to go behind and sit them up so that they could properly push. And I love that support that they had for each other.
And we have a lot of people in our chat bringing up from season two that George helped Bailey give birth in a very similar way. And so that's what everyone in our chat is kind of talking about, that it made them shed a few tears because the two scenes were so similar and it kind of really came full circle.
That is so true. I remember that.
Oh, I love Amelia and Link, and I'm telling you, if there ever was just a spinoff show with the two of them, I'm all here for it. But yeah, they have this funny, quirky relationship where in the beginning, I like where Link is like, well, Amelia's like, okay, I'll be there in a minute. And Link is like, okay, more like 10 minutes. So they just have that good comeback. I'm so excited to see where their relationship is going to go for season 17. And yes, Haley, I'm 100% with you. I love that Bailey was there for the delivery. And it was like that pregnancy bond in a way that they had. And yeah, unfortunately, Bailey did have her miscarriage. So it was really cool that she was there with Amelia, helping her doing her delivery. So it was good.
I loved those parts during this episode. It was just such feel good moments, each and every part, with Amelia to Link to just to everyone involved. And I freaking love Amelia. She is pure comic relief. Just everything that she does, literally everything that she did this episode from beginning to end, when she found out that her water broke. Oh, I'm just gonna walk there. You don't need a wheelchair. No. Just go. You guys go take care of Richard. I'll be back.
And then she was like, sorry about the floor. Sorry about that. Like, you bring it pregnant. It's okay.
Man, she's a G for that.
I freaking love her, and I love her even more because we know what she's gone through in past seasons. The biggest thing with her tumor, and for her to just still be the person that she is right now, and this person that we just love to watch and that we can just like laugh at, mm-hmm. is amazing to me. So I really like her, and obviously I love her and Link is proving time and time again he is a stand-up guy, which I like. Tom should definitely take notes on that. But I really liked it. But that was our recap of this episode. Did you ladies have any final thoughts?
Yes, I would like to tell you, Benny, about Catherine.
Let's hear it.
Okay, I would just like to say everyone is petty, but she bought the building because she's rich petty, okay? If you had the money to be that petty, we would be that petty too, okay?
No, you know what that is? That's called being ridiculous. That's called being ridiculous. You're a grown woman. You're supposed to be, she's supposed to be giving advice to other women on how to act and not act because she's been in situations like that. So it's just unfortunate. But yeah, let's move to some news and gossip.
Yes, news and gossip. Okay, so Krista, the showrunner, had an interview with Deadline about the season finale, and the big question was Richard's illness. Is he now in the safe zone? She said yes. Krista explained that the diagnosis of the hip is real and can really cause those symptoms like dementia, Parkinson's. Once you get the leaky hip out of your body, you can recover, which was really interesting. Another big question was DeLuca and Meredith. They have proven they have been a great medical team, but what about their personal relationship? Krista explained there is hope for Meredith and DeLuca. And I think there's also hope for Meredith and Hayes. I'll be fascinated to see how that storyline emerges and is telling in season 17. At this point, I'm not even sure which couple I'm rooting for, but that's what's always so exciting. So it looks like for season 17, there could be a possible love triangle.
Oh, good stuff. I love some love triangles.
And I gotta say really quickly about the news of the cobalt, because Lanisha wasn't here when we were kind of discussing it. But Lanisha, for me, this whole cobalt thing, it just seems like a fast track storyline that they didn't really have planned, but after the Justin Chambers news came out, that they knew that they needed to make sure that fans knew that Richard Weber was going to be on the show for a while. So they just kind of made all of these symptoms. They were like, okay, what are these symptoms can also be? And they're like, oh, sweet. We'll make him have a hip injury or a hip replacement that no one kind of knew about. And to me, just the whole cobalt thing was a little finicky.
Mm. I kind of see a combination of storyline from the convention, but I see something combining there.
Yeah.
A little bit. Mm-hmm.
Let's do a real quick game of Doctor Who.
All right. I got one for y'all. You guys ready?
Yep. Yes.
Let's do it.
The sexual cravings can be very tense during pregnancy.
Oh. Okay.
DeLuca's sister.
Oh yeah. I don't know.
Bailey or Meredith.
I gotta say Haley was correct.
Haley,
DeLuca's sister Karina. Yes.
Awesome. All right, let's go to predictions. What do you guys think is gonna happen in the next season? On the next season of Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, so like what I was saying with the convention and everything, I think it's going to tie up with Dr. Hayes' story. Remember when his wife got cancer and that was that company that was just building all of these messed up things that was causing people to be sick? So I think it has something to do with their company. and it's going to tie into a huge lawsuit. So I think we're going to get into that a little deeper. And I am hoping that Teddy gets told all the way off and she's just alone. She's just alone.
Yeah, I think that we're going to have a huge blow up between the Teddy, Tom, and Owen situation, to the point that I almost think that it might end up making Tom and Owen actually respect one another, and then Teddy's the one out, left out in the cold. I know we've been saying for a while that we wanted Owen to kind of be single and alone for a while, but I think Teddy is going to be the one that's going to have to suffer those things. And then also, I think because they carefully dropped in a Maggie bringing up her beau from the convention in the OR with Jackson in the room. So I think that that triangle is going to start to pick up steam and create some drama for us in summer 17.
I'm here for it.
I'm so here for that. Yeah. And then speaking of triangles, I do think we are going to get a DeLuca, Meredith, and Hayes triangle. And I think we're going to go more into DeLuca's story. And I really hope they bring back the aunt and the niece that was a few episodes back. I think that would be a great way to bring them into season 17 as well, because I think there's a storyline still there. But I'm hoping we get to shed some light on DeLuca and get him recovered next.
Oh, and I will say, because this is still predictions, some of the people earlier in the chat were saying that Krista Vernoff also mentioned that the sex trafficking episode, that they were supposed to touch back on it, but that was one of the episodes that they had to mull over for this finale. So
okay.
That's what we expected too in season 17.
Perfect.
Interesting. Yeah, I knew it. I knew that guy was going to come back for Maggie. So it's gonna be another, who am I rooting for? I already know who I'm rooting for. You ladies already know also. But that is all the time we have for today's after show. Ladies, starting with Haley, why don't you sign us out?
Well, guys, thanks for watching with us all season long. We're going to miss you in this time, but we'll see you for season 17. In the meantime, you can follow me on Instagram, Haley Graves with two S's. That's HaleyGraveSS. And on Twitter, Haley1Graves2.
Chelsea.
And you can find me on Instagram at Chelsea Overocker and on Twitter at Chelsea Overocker. I loved hosting with this panel, so I hope that we're all back for season 17, because I cannot wait to get back into it again.
Lanisha.
Yes, I'm really going to miss this panel. I need us to get out of this real quick. Benny, I'm going to make you a Team DeLuca shirt, okay?
I will wear it proudly.
Yes. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
Yeah, definitely going to miss all you guys. This was so much fun. Can't wait for even more fun next season. But you guys can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams, and we will see you guys next season. Take it easy.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.